from Washington, this is VOA News. A hospital in Washington, D.C. says the Republican congressman shot and wounded early Wednesday at a congressional baseball practice is in critical condition following surgery. Representative Steve Scalise of Louisiana is the House Majority Whip. He's at the MedStar Washington Hotel after being shot in the hip on the baseball field in Alexandria, Virginia. Several other people were wounded when an attacker with a handgun and a rifle fired on Republican lawmakers practicing for a charity baseball game scheduled to take place Thursday in the nation's capital. President Trump is at the hospital visiting Scalise. He spoke earlier about the shooting.
We may have our differences, but we do well in times like these to remember that everyone who serves in our nation's capital is here because, above all, they love our country.
The gunman was 66-year-old James Hodgkinson of Belleville, Illinois. He was wounded by Capitol Police and later died. He fired repeatedly at the men on the ball field before police were able to return fire. Besides Scalise, a Capitol Police officer, a congressional aide, and a lobbyist were also wounded by the shooter. Authorities say there is no clear motive yet for his actions, and the FBI, which has taken over the investigation, says it is actively looking into Hodgkinson's associations and social media postings. Some of Hodgkinson's social media posts bitterly lashed out at President Trump. Hodgkinson was also a volunteer with Senator Bernie Sanders' Democratic presidential campaign. This is news from the Voice of America in Washington. The special counsel investigating Russian meddling in the 2016 presidential election is investigating President Trump for possible obstruction of justice, according to a report in the Washington Post newspaper. The newspaper cites five officials who say Director of National Intelligence Dan Coats, National Security Agency Chief Mike Rogers, and former Deputy NSA Director Richard Leggett have all agreed to talk to Robert Mueller's investigators. Mueller is looking into possible collusion between the Trump campaign and Russian attempts to interfere with last year's election and any financially related activities. Grief turned to anger as firefighters continued to battle one of London's biggest fire disasters in recent memory, and leaders faced questions about possible fire safety violations. Police say at least 12 people were killed as a rapidly moving blaze raced through a 24-story apartment building in West London in the pre-dawn hours Wednesday, trapping residents. The death toll was expected to rise as firefighters went floor by floor, dousing the remaining flames and searching for survivors and victims in the high-rise. This is witness Amina Sharif.
It went literally up. It started firing from the outside all the way to the roof and then all the way down. And then by then we can see a lot of children and a lot of mothers and fathers screaming for help, 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 and putting their hands on the window and asking us to help them. And we couldn't do nothing. And we can see like the stuff on the side was falling off, collapsing. And we were just standing there hopeless, screaming, and they were screaming.
As the building continued to burn after noon Wednesday, questions emerged about why the fire spread through the building so quickly in a city where a centuries-old history of disastrous fires has caused the officials in London to install one of the world's most stringent fire codes. And finally, at this hour, gunmen are holding an unknown number of people hostage inside a popular restaurant in Somalia's capital Wednesday. At least 9 people have been killed in the attack, which began when suspected al-Shabaab militants set off a car bomb outside the Posh Treats restaurant and then sent a group of armed militants inside. A witness told VOA's Somali service, "We heard a huge deafening explosion and saw a flash of light. Then, after 30 seconds, gunfire ensued inside the restaurant." You can find more on these and other of our many breaking and developing stories at this hour, anytime around the clock, at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.